PSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Michael Vlahos, my colleague. He teaches history at Johns Hopkins, to reflect upon events inside the question, are we now in a civil war? We're certainly a divided nation, red and blue, urban and rural, globalist, nationalist, Democrat, Republican. At the same time, we've lived a common experience this last year of the pandemic. Michael and I sometimes entertain ourselves by pretending we're in 90 AD Londinium. He's Germanicus, I'm Caius. And in the future is America, in the future is Christianity taking over the Roman Empire, in the future is America building itself on the foundations of the Romans. Why we do this is because the Romans invented civil war. And if we're in a civil war now, is there a lesson looking at Rome and how they dealt with the division of their republic so that the empire was the only solution? Michael and I are okay with empire, and we have a couple of new facts in the empire. Michael, good evening to you. Germanicus, good evening to you. We have two new facts that I find especially interesting for us to turn over in the course of dealing with the Church of Woke, which is really about thou shalt not. Thou shalt not say this, thou shalt not do that, thou shalt not think this, thou shalt not pretend, etc. The Church of Woke has existed inside the pandemic, inside the general fear, the lockdown, the hesitation to mix, the wearing of masks, the caution, the anxiety, the hospitals being overrun, something that we see now in India far away, but it was a crisis in our minds during this last year. The CDC now declares, and President Biden echoes, that if you are vaccinated and you are dealing with vaccinated people, it's okay to take off the mask. It's okay to take off the mask indoors and outdoors. It's okay to mix again. I don't know what the count is for weddings. However, it's okay to mix. Now, at the same time, we have this statement from Science Magazine, a research, the esteemed peer-reviewed magazine in America for science, that a collective group of scientists, some of them epidemiologists and virologists, say that it is important to investigate the origins of the virus. It is important to consider that it was a lab leak. It is important to consider that this virus was not natural at all, but it's a product of experimentation or something like that. Those two facts, Michael, do they contribute in any fashion to mitigating or lifting the authority, the power, the mystery of the Church of Woke? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening, John. You know, we're right now at a moment of awakening, not the wokening of the Church of Woke, but a strange, sleepy coming to consciousness across America and the world. And I think as we begin to emerge from the torpor of the entire lockdown and the associated trauma of the plague, we're beginning to see that there are elements, tropes, and other topi that were used to create something completely detached from the issue at hand, which was the urgency of bringing COVID under control. And that was that the nature of this pandemic was a kind of ultimate super deus ex machina for the left, for the Church of Woke as it had been emerging since the early 2000s. And this deus ex machina allowed the Church of Woke to create a kind of instrumental venue for transforming America. And in the process of laying down this venue, and I have to say at this point that even though Mr. Trump was president, he had no control over the states, which were essentially at least the, you know, the most extravagant states, California, Minnesota, New York, were definitely under blue control. And they revealed their vision and agenda as members of the Church of Woke by essentially seizing upon this Deus Ex Machina to institute a full-on control regime across much of America. And the control regime was so uninflected, so severe, so all-encompassing, that it essentially, I think, broadcast to other Americans that the Church of Woke is really seizing upon this unusual, once-in-a-century circumstance to lay the groundwork and create a bridge to an overall structure of control. And this is important because Americans are beginning to, as I said, coming out of their torpor, they're beginning to wake up to the idea that essentially these people in the world of woke are all about creating a situation of total control in which, the new world, the better world, the perfect world will be instituted, but it requires essentially a totalitarian regime.
Right. Very powerful. And these are very powerful things that were achieved, Michael. I can recall, as you're talking now, a morning of riding the Metro North into Manhattan for my job. And I was the only person in the car, maybe in the train, Michael, a six car right. train of Metro North, just me. And that's how powerful wokeism was and might still be. I don't discount the fact that this is just a momentary reversal, taking the masks off and saying, hey, China, we need to know the facts.
Even today, there are articles in Vice and The Atlantic talking about how traumatized wokeists are that the lockdowns are ending, that you can take your mask off when you go outside. They don't want to give it up. They're locked in to the beauty of a society under total control. And this is exactly what it was like in the Soviet Union or in Mao's China, where you have a virtuous world where total virtue prevails, and they don't want to leave that behind. They don't want to go back to normal. And this is incredibly revealing. And I think this is, as it unfolds, an exposure of this entire movement, that is to say the Church of Woke, as being a hypnotic weight
and it worked
society.
And it worked, Michael. We surrendered liberty. We didn't go to church, Michael. We stopped going to church. It's astonishing, this land of liberty, land of freedom, surrendered the thing we had struggled for centuries. We surrendered it. And the Church of Woke is that powerful. And I think, Michael, it might be just going through a bad patch here. It could come back.
Well, it will always come back because the first efflorescence, if you will, the first uprising of wokeism was in our college years, in the early 1970s.
Politically correct, yes.
It came back, and it has to be
all right.
Or it will destroy our nation.
Germanicus, we will continue this conversation this weekend. Germanicus, who is Michael Vlahos, who teaches history at Johns Hopkins, and we entertain ourselves, and I hope everyone listening with the idea, are we now in a civil war? We don't know. But the Church of Woke, mystery. CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor.